We are amongst the biggest economies in West Africa. We are bonded by common history, by common ethnic ties, by common culture, and by common geography. These ties impose on us the necessity to work together and to live as good neighbors, with each one being the other's keeper. That is why on my first visit to the nations of the ECOWAS community, I came to Abidjan, which is regaining its past glories of the area, of the era of the late Doyen, the first president of Côte d'Ivoire, Félix Houphouët-Boigny, to renew those ties. It is my fervent hope and expectation that one of the highlights of President Ouattara's visit to Accra, which was evoked when I was in Abidjan, will be the signing of an agreement for a strategic partnership, Accord de Partenariat Stratégique. This agreement will bind our two countries in even closer intimacy and go beyond the conventional tools of cooperation, and I'm confident will yield results of a historic and enduring nature for our two peoples. Being the two largest producers of cocoa, Ghana and Côte d'Ivoire have begun to cooperate to ensure that we do not continue to be victims or pawns of a global cocoa industry that is dependent on the work of our farmers. It is worth stressing again on this occasion that in 2015, our two countries earned from our output, which accounted for 65% of the world's cocoa production, some $5.75 billion, at a time when the global chocolate market was worth some $100 billion. It meant that our farmers, through whose toil and sweat the cocoa industry is founded, earned 5.75% of the global value chain of the industry. This is manifest injustice. It cannot and should not continue. President Ouattara and I have decided to work together to provide the necessary leadership for technical and political cooperation that promotes the interests of our farmers and addresses effectively the international cocoa price decline in the short to medium term. We are fashioning far-reaching policies towards achieving a shared vision of an industrialized and prosperous domestic cocoa economy. This will reduce our vulnerability to the volatility of the markets and help deliver prosperity to our farmers and people.